this evening. I really believe Neder want to finish up our series on Eruvin / Eruvei Chatzeres at Mr. Shem next week. Be'ezras Hashem is Baruch Hu, will be back in person with a new topic. I will believe Neder mention the topic at the end of this year. But I want to first finish up Eruvei Chatzeres and be goymer the sugya of Eruvin. Now, of course, like any topic we ever cover here, there's obviously much, much more to cover, but we do need to move on and continue on to another area of halacha. But I think we spent a lot of time, Baruch Hashem, over the last few weeks dealing with the issue of the community Eruv. I don't know if anyone has changed their opinion on using the Eruv. That's definitely not my opinion, not my business, or was not my agenda. I just wanted to at least present all the possibilities that started in the issues. Hopefully now we at least have a better understanding of some of the complications with using the Eruv. Now, on that note, we're going to discuss this evening what maybe is even a bigger problem, in my opinion. I was just talking to a big Talmud Chacham this week at a Chasana, and he was telling me that he thinks this issue is a bigger problem than the Shishim Riboy issue and all that we've discussed in the past, and that is the issue of Eruvei Chatzeres. Now, we spoke last week, very bekitzer, so we spoke last week that in order for us to be able to carry in our made Rishus HaYochid, meaning our streets that were turned into Rishus HaYochid through Atzuras HaPesach, we need to be able to have to make an Eruv HaChatzeres. It was a Takana Shloim HaMelech, we spoke about this at length last week, that in order to carry from one Rishus HaYochid to another Rishus HaYochid, you need to have some form of an Eruv HaChatzeres. You need to have something that binds us all together, that makes us all one big happy family. You have a box of matzah, and the matzah is stored in someone's house in the community, and this way we're all one big happy family. Now, the issue that we had last week was, what do you do with the goyim who live in the community? The goyim are not part of the Eruv. They don't join the Eruv. So how do you justify when you have goyim? If you live in a bungalow colony, which I hope to get to this evening, dealing with a bungalow colony in Eruv Chatzeres and a sleepaway camp, and things like that. So then it's all Jewish. So I could be mezakeh all the people with the Eruv Chatzeres. But when you have goyim, or even non-religious Jews, which is also a serious problem, perhaps even more serious than the goyim, is the irreligious Jews. But when you have goyim in the area, how do you do this? So we mentioned last week that one of the ways to deal with the goyim is to be soicha the rishos. In order for the goyim not to shter the Eruv Chatzeres, what you need to do is you need to rent the space of the street where the goyim have access to, and perhaps even their homes as well. Now, how exactly do you get that power to rent the space of your, you know, nice Irish Italian neighbor? So if you remember last week, we spoke about there's a stira in Beis Yosef. I'm sorry, a stira in Chuvas Arashba. The Marshal, the Torah writes in number 25, we'll start from here. Again, we're going to go a little faster this evening because I really want to finish up and get to as much as we can, and I don't want to make this one more shir. So just bear with me, and the Marim Kermis are all there. So whatever we don't get to inside, please see on your own, and maybe, you know, 6 months down the road, we'll be looking to pick up the topic. If there's enough interest, by all means, I would be more than happy to go back to Eruv Chatzeres. I know certain people, big Tamid Chachamim, they learn Eruvin every year. It's their favorite Masech. They learn it over and over and over again, and they never get tired of it. So we can do that, but I think the Olam is going to start to get, myself included, a little Eruvin out. In any case, so we mentioned last week that there's a stira in Rashba and a Tshuva to Beis Yosef, a long Beis Yosef about this, where it sounds like in the Rashba, and that's the way the Torah Paskins in number 25, that what? That ve'ein maspik b'mashi yiskor misar ha'ir. It is not sufficient to rent space from the sar, from the government, the president, the king, whatever word you want to use, the leader of the town. The Torah says that is not sufficient. If I go over to the leader of the country and I say, okay, I want to rent the space of where the goyim live in the space, where in the homes of the goyim, that does not suffice. So if that does not suffice, so how exactly are we going to get around the problem of the goyim in our Erevin? So if you look in the Shulchan Aruch is obviously the same person who the Beis Yosef was, and he addresses this contradiction. And the way he answers it, he's mechalik between two different types of sarim. There's two different types of governments. And the Shulchan Aruch writes this, number 26, Simon Shin Sadi Aleph, says the Mechaber, if you have two courtyards of homes of Jews, because we mentioned last week that you only need an Eruv Chatzeres if there's two Jewish families. If you go on vacation by yourself, and it's just you in a hotel in the middle of America, and you can assume there's no other Jews, you don't need an Eruv Chatzeres. Now, hopefully tonight we'll get to see other reasons why you don't need an Eruv Chatzeres if you go away for Shabbos, which is very negeya. Many families go away for Shabbos, they take a couple of rooms, They go to some hotel in the middle of nowhere. They bring a Sefer Torah. They bring food and have a very geshmak of Shabbos. The problem is, how do they carry outside their hotel room into the hallway, into the lobby, into the other room across the hall? How do you get around that? So do you make an Eivah Chatzeres? Don't you make an Eivah Chatzeres? What do you do? So I would like to get to that this evening, but tonight we have to first deal with the issue of how does a Eivah Chatzeres perhaps complicate the community Eiv? Because again, in order for our community Eiv to work, we need to have an Eivah Chatzeres. The problem is we don't live in New Square. We don't live in Jewish-only areas. We have Goyim on our block. Yes, I understand the five towns, many of them are selling and moving, and more Frum are moving in, which is fantastic. But Lamaisa, there's still Goyim. Every community, every Frum community that has an Eiv has Goyim in the confines of the Eiv. And they are not part of the Eiv, and they actually share the Eiv. So how do we get around this? So the Shulchan Aruch says it depends what type of government you have. Says the Shulchan Aruch 26. He says, what do you do? So tzrichim liskor mikol chotze v'chotze shani. You have to rent the area that belongs to the non-Jew. It does not suffice to rent from the leader of the city, the mayor, the governor. That's not good enough. Says the Ramah, that's only if you want to be able to carry from your house to a non-Jew's house. If you want to carry in the actual mavoi in the shared area, then you are able to rent that from the sar. Why? Because that, the road or the mavoi, that the government does have permission to have. The government has no permission in my house, but the government has permission to the road. So I thought that this Ramah is very important. It's really based on a Bach. Bach says a similar idea, that that when we talk about renting from a goy, what do I need to rent? So I need to rent everything that's communal. That's the streets, the sidewalks, and if I want to go into the guy's house. So I can't rent the guy's house because I have no right to the guy's house. But between me and you, how many religious Jews want to go to a guy's house on Shabbos? So I thought that this Ramah would be the answer to what do you do with the guy. And the answer is I rent it from a regular government official. He has rights over the streets. Most city governors, mayors, they have basic rights to the streets because they can close off the road, they can detour the road, as we spoke about a few weeks ago. So I would have thought that this is suffices, but it seems like it's not so poshut. I was speaking to other people, and it seems like that from other places, that that's not sufficient. You need to be able to get access to the guy's house as well, and the government does not have access to the guy's house. Says the Mechaba, B'medva Memurim, B'sar she'en habatim shaloi. When the government doesn't own the homes, the gam in the reshush l'shtamish bebati b'nei yirklal, and they have no right to my house, like we have today in a democracy, right? The government has no rights to what you're doing in your house unless what you're doing in your house is illegal. They can't just come into your house and take up space. Says the mechaber, avu b'makim shekol tzarichei ir einam nasim el al piasar oyalam emunah shaloi. But if you have a city, which is really what we call a dictatorship, where everything is ran by the government, they have complete control. Vade sheschiris miasar ahu. If the case is that the government has complete control, let's say, for example, in a capitalist society where the government owns your home, and the government lets you stay there, so it's their home. So then, Zakta Mechaba, then if you rent space from the government, that would be good enough for the Eruv HaChatzeres. Vadai Sheschiris Me'asarahu, Oy Meschir V'Liktoi. Meschir V'Liktoi is important. This means, instead of going to the top, you go to someone that works under him. Right? You can't always get access to the governor, so you get someone who works in the government. A guy who's a councilman, a guy who's a lower level, who's acting as an agent of someone from the higher level. Says the Mechaber, then he has the right to store war things in my house. So the Mechaber basically says what he wrote in Beis Yosef is, it depends what type of government you have. If you have a government that has complete control over your house, or they have certain, what we call eminent domain, which means that what? That they can store soldiers or equipment in your home during wartime. That's enough bailus. So if the government has that type of bailus, if you want to rent space to make sure the guy doesn't stay there, they can go to the government. However, Zakta Mechab, if that's not the layout, if that's not the situation, then it doesn't help to get rishus from the government. Now, the question is, where does that leave us today? What type of government do we have today in America? The answer is we do not have, at least not yet, and hopefully never, a dictatorship in this country. We don't have communism in this country. We have privately owned homes. You buy a home, it's your home. The government cannot come in without a search warrant, without some form of a logical, legal reason. They can't just come into your home. They cannot store soldiers in your home. That was something that is not allowed anymore. It was done in Europe. I have in my family, my mother's family, I have a great, 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 great grandmother who lived in Poland. And her husband was a sheikh, and he came to America to try to make money. And he used to send money back to the family to come to America. And his wife was very religious. She used to rip up the tickets till World War I happened. And the Polish government forced Polish soldiers to stay in her home. And one of the soldiers carried typhus, and he gave it to one of her children. And one of the daughters died because of typhus from the soldiers. And then she moved to America. And Baruch Hashem, the rest of the family survived the Holocaust. But this was Maisim B'chol Yom in Europe. Rebbe Eliashiv is quoted as saying he remembers as a little kid in Europe getting kicked out of his bed for a soldier. That was normal. That was practice. Today, it's never going to work in America today. Today, we don't believe in that. So, L'chaira, today, going to the government and asking them to rent permission is really meaningless. So, then we're back to square one. How do we justify the Eiriv? How do we justify the Eiruvi Chatzeris with the Goyim in the neighborhood? Even if I'll get to the mayor, I'll get to the governor, I'll get to the president. But he's got nothing. He doesn't carry any of this type of power. And it sounds like from the Shulchan Aruch, unless you have that type of power, you're not able to create a Schirus to permit the Goyim in the Eiriv. That's a major problem. And this is a very big problem. And because of this problem, many people hold that the Eruv HaChatzeris is flawed. And if the Eruv HaChatzeris is flawed, you still can't carry. Even if you use Tzuras HaPesach, even if you kvetch and twist yourself into a pretzel and figure out why exactly your shrits are not a Rishis HaRabim and therefore you can use the Tzuras HaPesach, you still have a major roadblock. You have this Eruv HaChatzeris problem. So this is a very big problem. Rebbe Eliashiv is quoted, we'll see again. Rebbe Eliashiv was very bothered by this. He thought this was a real, real problem. He thought we mamish don't have any of this type of government. And because we don't have any of this type of shlitas government, renting from the government seems to just be a little bit of a charade. So if you look over here in the Ber Halacha Stam Hazeh has a different problem, which would be Negev Bezman Hazeh as well. The Ber Halacha quotes a kasha from the Chacham Tzvi. The great Chacham Tzvi has a kasha. He says, I don't understand this whole halacha. What are you telling me? You're telling me that a government that has the power to store things in your house against your will during wartime is that type of government that has that type of power that if you rent the area from them, the guy doesn't share the Eruv HaChatzeris. Frek the Chacham Tzvi, what about when it's not wartime? I don't want to make an Eruv HaChatzeris during war. I want to make an Eruv HaChatzeris during peacetime. During peacetime, the government has absolutely no right to store anything in your house. So Frek the Chacham Tzvi, number 29. I am a Chacham Tzvi, this is the Ber Halacha talking. I am a Chacham Tzvi, Simen Vav, Sheneskash, Mezeh, Demai, Bekamo, Sheyesh, L'Rushus, L'Anich, Kelem, Mishas, Mechav. What does it help that you can keep your stuff there during a time of war? Very nice, a time of war. Frag the Chacham Tzvi, Hariata, I'll call upon him, Ein, Mishas, Mechav. But right now, it's not war. And right now, you have absolutely no access to my home. You have no permission to my house. How can I rent from a government that only has permission if there's a war? In America, where it's very complicated to go to war, it's not so simple. You gotta get permission, you gotta get voted, so let's say, best case scenario, you have a government that could keep things in people's homes during war. Oh, but it's war now. Now it's Shas Shalom. So he writes, "Umetzadi demai b'sar shayecholz biyodei loira midanim umelchama b'chol shoshi yirtza." So Zokti b'chacham see, oh, you have to tell me. We're talking about a government that can go to war anytime they want. So in a chanami, they can only store things in my house during war, but they can go to war anytime they want. They don't need congressional agreement to go to war. So he says, "Ulhachi yofa koch lahasku lafuki main biyode b'vav b'lushos ansheir lach mucham b'vadein koch yofa shloi b'shas mucham lahasku rishos." Zok the Chacham Tzvi, what comes out is if you have a government, let's say the government could keep things in my house, but they can't go to war without permission, then you're back to square one. So Taina the Chacham Tzvi, even if you'll find me a government that Taka has the power to store things in my house, which you don't have today in America. But you'd also need a government that can go to war without needing anyone else's permission, which you don't have today in America. So this Chacham Tzvi just makes things even more difficult to justify what we're doing today in America. You're going to go over to the governor, and you're going to go over to the mayor of the Five Towns, the mayor of Lawrence, of Cedars. You're going to ask permission. What? He can't store things in your house during war. He definitely can't declare war. Even if you go to the governor, you go to Cuomo, he can't declare war. And he can't store things in your house during war either. So if I defrek the Chacham Tzvi, so what is this whole thing all worth? And the Chayra does not help for a democratic country. And this is the Chayra, a very stark ha'ara that many people are bothered by. That the Chayra, this should stare the entire Ruvi Chatzeris. If it ruins the entire Ruvi Chatzeris, so then you're still not allowed to carry on Shabbos. Not because of the Eruv, but because of the Ruvi Chatzeris. So what the answer is going to be is probably not as good as the kasha is. Lemaisa, they have svarim that were written in the late 1800s of a Reuven built in St. Louis. And no one seemed to have been overly concerned over the fact that in the late 1800s in St. Louis, this was a democracy, which means they have the same laws we have today. And everyone seemed to be okay with the fact that it's still only a democratic country. Rabbi Jachter, in his book on Erevin, which happens to be a fantastic sefer on Erevin, if you're looking to read up more on Erevin, it's in English with great Maamar Mekaymus, he quotes from Rabbi Kenneth Alman. I happen to know Rabbi Kenneth Alman. I went to yeshiva with his kids. That Rabbi Kenneth Alman claims that the Satmar Rebbe would have made an Erev around Williamsburg for Shabbos Sukkos, because again, it's a big problem. Shabbos Sukkos is always a tough time, else carrying your food to the sukkah. But his big concern was the Schiris. What stopped the Satmar Rebbe was the Schiris. That's what Rabbi Kenneth Alman supposedly said. I don't know if I believe that myself, because it's pretty well known that the Satmar Rebbe was Stamaz anti-Erevin. But maybe he'd build an Erev just for Shabbos Sukkos. Okay, maybe, I don't know. But this is a real problem. The Schiris issue seems to be a major, major dilemma in how do you proceed with the Eruv Chatzeris. So Itaka saw that Rabbi Jachter writes B'Shem Rav Shachter, that Rav Shachter says, Ein Achanami. You can't carry from your house to a guy's house, but you can carry in the streets. And I thought that's because of what it says in the Ramah. That since the streets, that you can get the governor to give permission to. But he writes in the footnote over there, but Lamaisa, if there's parts of the Erev that is inaccessible, that shtares the rest of the Erev. So it's not so posh that that's going to be an Eitzah anyways. So if you look over here, number 30, in the Sefer Aruch HaSavein, they quote from, he writes like this, number 30, Yesh migdoli ha-ro b'derenu, there are contemporary rabbonim, ha-choshishim shayu ufi chukei ha-shultonis ha-noigim ato, ein l'shulton smichos laniach ha-feitzim b'shuas shalatoi shavim. Today the government does not have any permission to store things in your home. L'chein, ein efsharis l'shuas v'shuas ha-nochim ha-mishtara, ha-yimishaz z'royas ha-shulton. You cannot get the rental from the police or from other arms of government. And therefore you cannot make an Erev Chatzeris in any one of these big cities. And therefore we're back to square one. Now he writes at the end, V'yesh gedolim shekidlu b'zeh. But there are gedolim that are mekel. So who was one of those that were very against our Erev Chatzeris? So he writes, Das going to be Yitzim Shalom al Yashav Shlito. That was Abul Yashav. You cannot rely on rental from the police or from one of the city officials, because they have no power. They're a sar that has no power. They can't store things in your house. They have no rights to your house. They have no bailus in your house. So therefore, how can you rent? How can they rent to you what they don't own? But then he writes, however, or but if Shemizalman was Mako. Okay? L'maisa pukhazi, every Jewish community has an Erev. And they all have an Erev Chatzeris. So everyone somehow circumvents this problem. And the question just is really, how do you circumvent this problem? So if you look over here, number 31, he quotes over here from Reb Moshe Heineman. Reb Moshe Heineman was and is a very important, he has a lot of big, interesting chedushim in Erevin. He's a big, big chosh of a rov in head of the Star K in Baltimore. So he writes, V'oit shemati mi Reb Moshe Heineman shlita, shegama polatzia bizmanenu, the police. So, Moshe Heineman, today, what are you talking about? The police can come into your house anytime they want. Now, if we have any lawyers on listening, you'll know that's absolutely not true. They cannot come in. That's what a search warrant is. They need to have a justification for coming into your house. They need a search warrant, in parentheses. Dr. Moshe Heineman, but given she ben ekal mekablum ishur zeh, nechav sheish lem tomen efshoros likonis levati akum eshtamishon. I don't know what he means by this at all. But Moshe Heineman seems to be trying to justify by saying is that Lemaisa, the government could get access into your house. I can't get access into your house, but the government could. All they need to do is get a search warrant. And it's apparently easy to get a search warrant. Again, I'm not a lawyer or a police officer, but I don't think it's that easy. I think you have to show probable cause. Meaning, if I'm not doing anything illegal, you're not going to be able to come into my house. You have to show I'm doing something questionable. So I'm not sure what he means by that. It's easy to get a search warrant. Yeah, if a guy is selling drugs out of his house, it's easy to get a search warrant. But if a guy is, you know, raising his family and living his life, it's not. You can't just come into his house. I, Tzarech Ian, I partially don't know what he means by this. I guess this is somehow going to be a heter, because since there's such a thing called search warrants, I don't know why that's going to necessarily solve the problem. To me, it only makes the problem even bigger. I think the police mamash can't come into your house, and therefore this is a big tzarachim by me. They quote b'shem Rabbi Willig, the Rabbi Willig from Riverdale, Rabbi Mordechai Willig likes using the fire department. He's seicha from the fire department, because he feels that the fire department has more access to your house. That's also tzarachin by me. What do you mean the fire department has access to your house? The fire department has access to your house, just like the police has access to your house if you have a search warrant. If there's a fire, they can come into your house. A few months ago already, I had the fire department show up to my house Friday night. Mamash, 3-4 trucks, we're gonna shebang. I said, what's going on? Well, we got a call in to this address that there was a gas leak. I said, but this is my address and I didn't call it in. And the guy said, well, we got the call in. And he came to the house and he started looking around. Now, I wasn't going to make a big deal about it, but I was just curious legally that I have the right to throw him out of my house. What do you mean? I'm telling you that this is my house and I didn't call you. Now, it could be once they get a call in, they have to respond. Because, again, putting aside praying phone calls, if you call in something to the fire department, then they come to your house. But that's true with the police department also. If I call the police department, I say in my address, someone is robbing me, of course they'd come and knock down the door. But that's not a raya that they, I don't know, I'm not sure. I'm not sure why the fire department is any better than the police, Lefi Rabbi Willig, and I'm not sure why either of them are good. Because both of them, there is time that they have access to your house, that's like the Chacham Tzvi's kasha. What was the Chacham Tzvi's kasha? Good, so you have access to my house during war. What about during peacetime? And now, you don't have the answer of the Chacham Tzvi that, oh, I can go to war. The fire department, they can lie, I guess. They cannot show up on a fine, sunny day and demand access to your house. I think so. Again, I'm not a lawyer. But I can't imagine that the police can show up or the fire department can show up to your house on a day and say, we want to come in without any justifiable reason. I don't think you have to let them in.
Robert Stockwell?
Yeah.
I had a customer once who, they smelled gas in the kitchen, they called the utility company, National Grid or whatever,
yeah,
and then they realized that just by mistake somebody had pushed one of the knobs on the oven a little, that was the whole problem, they turned off. They called back and said, we found the problem. The gas company showed up, and even though they insisted, they said, we have to come in, they forced their way, and they said, we don't care, once you tell us there's a gas leak, they came in, and they happened to find something in the basement that was illegal, it cost them thousands of dollars.
It usually happens.
It had nothing to do with anything. But the fact is, I don't know if the guy could have absolutely refused, but they insisted on coming in. It was just the gas company.
Right, so we're going to talk about that. That's why some people talk a taina that those companies maybe have more power. The utility companies, because they talk, actually have real access to your house. They can come in on a dime, these guys. Right, they come around and ask you, they want to change the meter, they want to change the this. We'll talk about that in a few minutes. So again, I'm not a lawyer, I'm not a police officer. I'm just telling you what the Velt HaSaymechan, this is what the Rabbanim do. Now, how great is it? I don't know. But that's what they do. They're seicherit from the police department, they're seicherit from the fire department, they're seicherit from the mayor, from the governor. In Washington, D.C., they were seicherit even from the president. Because they weren't sure who has shlit over Washington, D.C. So they were seicherit from the president. In England, they're seicherit from the queen. Because Lamaisa, the queen, officially is the bailam on the ganze country. So in England, they're seicherit from the queen. Rabbi Heinemann in Baltimore, seicherit from the governor of Maryland. I don't know what the local Erevin do here in Queens or even in the Five Towns, but this is some of the stuff that they do. And again, just explain to you what they're doing. And it does, or it should at least, create a little bit of a question in your mind to how legitimate this really is. Now, very bekitz, if you look at number 32, he quotes over in the Sefer Archa Shabbos, he writes, they rent it from the electrical company. Because they actually have something in your house. They have the clock. They have the electric clock, the meter that they have in your home. So therefore the electric company, or maybe the national or the gas company, they taka do have a shtickle power in your home. Okay, it's questionable. But I know some people do that also. They're seicha from the utility companies. But I think most people are seicher from the mayor, from the councilman. Again, you don't have to necessarily speak to the mayor directly. You can be seicher from one of his people, but you have to be seicher from one of them. How long are you seicher it from? So if you look at the Mishnah Berurah writes, number 34, Mishnah Berurah says, you should try to keep it into a time limit. Because it's going to run out. You can rent it for a long time. You shouldn't make it more than 20 years. I think that's the way most people do it. They make the rental for 20 years, and then 20 years later, someone has to remake a new schiris for the Eruve Chatzeris. Okay, the rest of this page. Again, so that's what I want to get to for tonight, is that this is the major red flag in our Eruve Chatzeris, which again, without our Eruve Chatzeris, we don't have any rights to walk. So we need the Eruve Chatzeris to work, but it's extremely questionable how in a democratic country do we have a Eruve Chatzeris. Now Rabbi Jachter also quotes from Rav Shachter, who quotes B'Shem Rav Moshe, that supposedly Rav Moshe also was comfortable renting the place from a democratic political person, like a mayor or a governor. He wasn't Masber, why? But Lamaisa Rav Moshe was also Samech. And it's Rav Zalman, you have Rav Moshe. And what we say in the rabbinic world is Puk Chazima Amadevar. Everyone does it, so they're all getting somehow around it. Now, to me, it's questionable. It's not so poshut. That might be a big problem for the Eruve Chatzeris. Okay, that's the end of that part of how the Eruve Chatzeris affects the local community area. Now, very bekitzer, I know we don't have much time left. Let's just talk some major Eruve Chatzeris questions in a general setting. For example, Nebuch, sometimes people have to be in a hospital for Shabbos, patient and family. What happens if someone finds himself in a hospital for Shabbos and the hospital is not in the community Erev? And the hospital is not in the community Erev. Now again, if you have a community Erev and you have a legitimate Erev Chatzeris, now you don't need another Erev Chatzeris. Now I just want to explain, what happens if you live in a community with an Erev and you also have a three-family house and you might want to make your own Erev Chatzeris? Why would you want to make your own Erev Chatzeris? Because you might argue that the Erev Chatzeris in this city is very questionable. But again, in your own house, you don't have to worry about the goyim. So let's say, for example, you live in the five towns, and you have a good Erev, and you have a good Erev Chatzeris, but you have a three-family house, and you want to make an Erev Chatzeris with your three tenants. So you could. Just the Mefarshim point out, don't make a bracha. Because Lamaisa, since you do have the Eruv Chatzeris of the neighborhood, even though you have all your problems with it, but Lamaisa, it is acceptable. So it's hard to justify making a bracha on such an Eruv Chatzeris. But let's say, for example, you live in Bar Park. Or let's say, for example, you live in a community that does not have an Eruv, parts of Lakewood and others. Then you want to make an Eruv Chatzeris with your tenants if you want to be able to share the backyard, share the driveway, share a walking area. So that is something that people should be aware of with Eruv Chatzeris. So let's first talk about hospitals. Nebuch, people sometimes find themselves in... So here in Queens, we have a big hospital called Booth Hospital. So Booth Hospital happens to be in the Eruv. They extended it to include to be in the Erev, so Baruch Hashem, it's not such an issue. But many hospitals, especially if you're in the city, Nebuch, people have to be in the hospital for Shabbos in the city. There's no Erev in the city. So what do you do? You're stuck in your hospital room the whole Shabbos. You can't carry into the hallways, and you can't carry to the lobby, and you can't, you're stuck? Maybe, yeah. What are some of the options? So we're going to just bekitzer talk, very, very bekitzer, about some of the possible heterim. A for hospitals, and the three major topics that I want to talk about tonight is a hospital, a bungalow colony, a hotel, and a camp, and a hotel and an apartment building. Those are the five topics that I have a half an hour to get into to explain some of the possible Eruv Chatzeris issues. Now, again, people sometimes don't think about these things. You know, for example, you know, you're in a bungalow colony and it's a small bungalow colony. No one's thinking about, hey, where's the Eruv Chatzeris? Yes, you put up an Eruv, and yes, it's probably very easy to put up an Eruv, or easier to put up an Eruv around a bungalow colony than it is to put up an Eruv around the five towns. But I don't know if anyone necessarily was thinking about, hey, what about the Eruv Chatzeris? Or let's say, for example, you're in a sleepaway camp. Okay, we'll see sleepaway camps are probably less problematic. Or a hotel. You take the family, you go away with the family for Shabbos. You take a couple rooms in the middle of nowhere, and you figure, okay, Geshmak, we don't have to worry. We're all in one big hotel. We don't have to worry about carrying. Eruv HaChatzeris is a serious concern. So what do we have over here? So we have a Tosfos in Eruv, a very important Tosfos, which we'll see is a very big machloikas achreinim between the Mishnah Berurah and the Chazanish, how to learn Tosfos. But Tosfos is talking about a fascinating concept, which existed in the times of the Rishonim, which is interesting from a historical point. Tosfos is talking about what happens if you have, let's say, a boarder who's sleeping in your house. Tosfos is referring to what he calls a Malamed, or a Sefer, or a Talmud. They used to have people who used to board in other people's homes. He was a boarder. He slept in your basement. Right? But back then, the boarder used to also eat in your house. So he was not part of your family. He slept in the basement, but he got meals from the kitchen. Either he ate with you, or he got the same food from the kitchen, but he ate the meals with you, and but he slept in the house, but he was not part of your immediate family. He was considered an outsider. So does he make an issue of Eruv HaChatzeris? If you do you need an Eruv HaChatzeris to be able to carry in your own house if you have a if you have this guy sleeping in the basement? So if you look in Tosfos, Tosfos himself is Eruv Davayin Beis. Tosfos writes like this: Look, Tosfos, Umiu Yeshu Adam Soifer or Malamed the Beis. If a person has a Soifer in his house, or he has a Malamed, he has a Rebbe that's boarding in his house. Oikein Oisin Habachrim Haboy Mul Maitera Veshurim Kalechet Becheder. Or you have a bacha that's boarding in your house. It's just interesting. They used to have it like that in the times of the Rishonim. We have it today like that. You have, you know, bacha and board in people's basements. This was before the invention of the dormitory. That's the way it used to, you know, that's the way it used to be. Bacha would sleep in other people's home. So says Tosfos, if he sleeps in a room or he sleeps in the attic, even if he has his own entrance, in oisim olav, he does not ask the rest of the family. You don't need to make an Eruv HaChatzeris with this guy. Why, says Tosfos? So Tosfos gives us three reasons. So Tosfos explains. First of all, goes without saying, if you all eat in the same place, if you all eat together in the dining room, or you all eat together in the kitchen, that alone makes you all one big family, one big unit. So that's very important. Why? Eating in one big kitchen. Where is that very relevant? That's very relevant in a sleepaway camp. In a sleepaway camp, all the people on ground sleep and eat in one big dining room. In a hotel, if you rent the hotel, the whole hotel out for Pesach, then everyone eats in one big dining room. So according to Tosfos, when everyone eats in one big dining room, we'll see this the way it's Paschal in Shulchan Aruch, when everyone eats in one big dining room, that makes it you don't need Eruv HaChatzeris. So this heter is very relevant for discussing something like a dormitory, something like a hotel, and something like a sleepaway camp. Now that's not the case in a bungalow colony. In a bungalow colony, everyone eats in their own house. We don't eat together in a bungalow colony. You have people over for meals, but you don't have a communal eating. So therefore, Zoktaisis, if everyone eats together in the same room, that makes us all unified, we don't need an Eruv. Zoktaisis, what happens if you don't have that? Then Tosfos says, even if you don't have that, still, kibun shekulu mishtamshim b'sech habayis b'chol iskei tashmi shiseh b'afiyu b'bishol u'b'chol davar choshev kulu kilu oichlim yishon v'malkim echad. Let's say we all have access to the house. Let's say, for example, we don't eat in the same dining room, but I cook in the kitchen and I use the kitchen and then I eat in my own room. Zok Tosfos, that's also good enough. What's that negeir to? This is already negeir to a hospital. Why? Because what happens in the hospital? All the patients don't eat together. They all eat in their own room. But where do they get the food from? They all get the food from the same universal kitchen. Same thing with the sleepaway camp. Sleepaway camps, even if you decide, let's say a hotel, you decide you want to bring your food back up to your room because you don't want to socialize. But where are you getting the food from? All the food is coming from the centralized kitchen. Again, I'm talking about cases where the hotel is taken over completely and everyone is doing the same thing. If you have a hotel where it's half kosher and half not kosher, and there's two kitchens, that's much more complicated. But if you have a program where they take over the whole hotel, all the rooms are Jewish, and then you have everyone's eating from the same kitchen, and then you have dining rooms, so now everyone's in the same dining room. You can't fit everyone into the same dining room. You have to have three dining rooms. And then you have those people that have their private rooms. Fine, but the point is everyone's eating from the same dining hall. Everyone's getting their food from the same place. So Dr. Tyson, that's also good enough. Then Tyson says, even if you don't have any of that, there's another svara. What's the other svara? Because you're able to matzi listalkinu. You're able to throw him out. Zaktais is the third svara. That I can get rid of him. Matzi listalkinu, I can bounce him out. He's here as long as I want him to be here. If at any point I decide I don't want him anymore, so he's got to go. So Tyson gives us three svaras to why the seifrim and why the malamdim don't create a problem for Eruv. So the machloikis between the Mishnah Berurah and the Chazanish is, do you have to have all three reasons apply? Or what happens if you only have one out of three? If you only have one out of three, is that also good enough? So the Ber Halacha, again, I'm not going to read it inside because it's already getting late. The Ber Halacha writes, you don't need to have all of them. As long as you have, let's say, the last one, you have Matzah L'Staluke, as long as I'm able to throw you out, Zok the Ber Halacha, that's good enough to not need an Erev. Now, L'Chaira, by a hospital, you have a shtickel the svar of a Matzah L'Staluke. They can throw you out. They can transfer you rooms. They can discharge you. They can really kick you out if they want. Therefore, L'Chaira argues Rabbi Ribiat, as well as Rav Moshe Heinemann, this is why you don't need an Erev HaChatzeres in a hospital, because of the last Svara of Tosfos. And assuming we paskin like the Ber Halacha, that you don't need to have all three reasons, because you don't have all three reasons in a hospital, because in a hospital, you don't all eat together. In a hospital, you all get food from the same kitchen, but no one eats together in the hospital. Everyone eats in their own room. So therefore, argues Rav Moshe Heinemann and Rabbi Ribiat, they both tell you that a hospital does not need a Eruv HaTzeiris because of the Svar of Matzah L'Stalkinu. Since they can kick you out, they can ask you to leave, and therefore, you're not really considered a tenant. You're basically a guest. And therefore, you're not a guest. You don't really count. You don't really count. You really don't need an Eruv HaTzeiris. Now, it's interesting. We'll see in a second. There's another svara to perhaps why a hospital doesn't need a Eruv HaTzeiris. And this is the svara that Rabbi Ribiat suggests, and we'll see many other Achrenim suggested as well. And that's the svara that they keep things in the room. Meaning, we had a svara a few weeks ago called Tfisas Yad. Tfisas Yad meant that if I retain a certain amount of ownership in the rental that I give you, which means I'm storing things in your room, things in your house, heavy things in your house, that means that I'm still considered the Bailam and you're not considered a new entity. So we mentioned the Machloikas Achrayin between Rav Moshe and others. What about in a rental apartment? So in a rental apartment, the landlord leaves the stove. He leaves a lot of heavy things in the house. So is that considered that the landlord is still connected to my apartment? So Rav Moshe held yes. So we said, L'chayre, the same thing should apply by a hotel. Every hotel, they leave tons of things in the room. They leave the beds, they leave the couch, they leave the TV. So L'chayre, L'fi, this logic, it should come out that you never have a problem with a Eruv HaTzeiris in a hotel, or in an apartment building, or in a hospital. Because in the hospital, they leave a lot of heavy things. So Rabbi Ribia wants to make it even better. He wants to say, no, it's not the hospital bed that they leave there. Because that's a shiloh. Because since that's part of the rental, they rent you the hospital bill. That's part of your rental in the hospital, is for the bed and for the closet. So that can't count. But Zok Rabbi Ribia, there's a lot of things that they leave in the hospital room, that heavy equipment. That is not part of your stay here in the hospital. They'll have heavy equipment which you might never even use. You might never need this equipment. So therefore, tying to Rabbi Ribia, and we'll see that was also the opinion of many other Gedolei Achrayim, that the fact that there is heavy equipment that belongs to the hospital that stays in every hospital room, so even if you want to tell me that you have become a renter on the hospital room, but there's still Yad Baal HaBayis Tayfus, but the Baal HaBayis still has a hand in it. And since the Baal HaBayis still has a hand in it, that now makes it that you are no longer considered the full owner, and therefore an Eruv HaTzeiris is not necessary. That's what's quoted over in number 4 in the Nishmas Avram. Nishmas Avram brings down this Svara. Well, first he writes over in Nishmas Avram number 3. He starts off, he says, V'shemati oimrim, shebebeis choylem tzrichim erev chatzeris, im yesham oichol nifrod, if there's separate eating. Avor ha-tzavoyz v'avor ha-choylem, oi afilum yesham odom echod, b'shabesh ein rotz alecho ma'achol shol b'ayis ha-choylem, o meyves ha-oichol shol loy b'beisa, even let's say he brings his own food. So he's not even eating from the hotel, from the hospital. I don't understand. So here, the Nishmas Avram initially thinks like we saw from Rav Moshe, that since in every hospital room there's hospital equipment, heavy hospital equipment, and therefore that stuff is already considered like Yad Baal HaBayis Tayfus Ba. And then he quotes over here from Rabbi Nuwath. He says in Shari Tzedek you don't need an Erev. Why? The Choshiyesh the Baal HaBayis Tvitzel Shal Rishos HaSoicher Oya Shoy Lai De Nimtzer Shom Dvarim She'el Mitom Mishavus Machas Kevno. He says the same Svara. He says the same Svara that there are objects that are in the hospital room that belong to the hospital, and therefore that makes it I'm only a partial, I'm not a full rental on the room, and therefore it's not necessary. However, he quotes over in number 5 also in the Nishmas Avraham from Reb Shlomo Zalman Orbach. Reb Shlomo Zalman Orbach started off with the first svar that we started out with. Reb Shlomo Zalman Orbach thought that the reason why a hospital is not considered a problem is because of Matzil L'Staluke, they can move you around. Says Nishmas Avram number 5, Shokasim Le'gen Reb Shlomo Zalman Orbach, Da'av Shebetchilo Ha'yisavar Kevim Ne'atam Shechoyim Nishanoisam, Mecheder L'cheder B'cholei Shebeis Yirtze, Zaktiv Shom is Alman, they can move you around. Now, Yesh Lodim with that Svara, because they could do that in a hotel also. Right? So is it enough that they can move you around, or is it the point that they can throw you out? Meaning, they can't throw you out of a hotel if you have a reservation, it's Pashtus. They can do whatever they want, but legally it's complicated. But again, if you have a rental on an apartment, they can't just throw you out because they got a better offer. Now, in a hospital, they can just throw you out. They say, listen, we're letting you out. Not admitting you, we're discharging you. And that's it. You're out. Goodbye. Finished. You don't stay how long you want. You're not the Bailam over here. So that's the best Svara for a hospital, which is the third Svara of Taisvis in Avodah Zarah, which according to the Ber Halacha, stays on its own. It doesn't need other Svaras. However, Zaktim Shalom is Almin, he says, but Lamaisa, he says, he doesn't like it. He says, first of all, we'll see later on, as a Machloikis Achroinim, Machloikis Rishonim, if that is good enough. Meaning, let's say, for example, you have the fact that you're getting food from the hospital. Do I have to actually have one of the hospital owners be there also? Or the mere fact that the hospital is giving me food, even though the owner of the hospital is not here? Machloikis Rishonim. Because the case in Shulchan Aruch is talking about a case of a father and his children. The case is talking about a case where the father is basically giving money, he's feeding all his kids, and his kids live in separate homes, separate rooms. So the Shulchan Aruch says that since they're all getting the food from the same person, they're all getting it from dad, so therefore that locks them all together. So the Be'er Halacha brings a machloek Yisrael, what happens if dad's not here? Dad's paying for the food, but dad's not here. Do they all still become one unified entity, or you need the Balabais to be there? That's very negay. Why? Because let's say, for example, everyone says, well, we're all eating together in the same kitchen in the camp. Well, is the owner of the camp here for Shabbos? Or we're all eating together from the same hospital kitchen. Well, is the owner of the hospital here? Most likely not. Even in a hotel. Well, we're all eating together from the same hotel kitchen. Well, is the owner of the hotel here? Probably not. So the Mishnah Berurah is Mesuvi. He has Machlokes Rishonim about that. That would be very, very important. That would take away the whole letter. So he writes over here, another Svara, he writes over here, and says, that Lamaisa, I saw the Chazanish, and the Chazanish was argued on the Mishnah Berurah. The Chazanish held that the Svara of Matzil L'Saluke is not good enough. So according to the Mishnah Berurah, we got a problem on our hands. According to the Chazanish, you got to have all three Svaras at play. Just being able to kick you out is not good enough. So according to the Chazanish, we're back to square one of how are we going to justify a Ruvi Chatzeris in the hospital. So L'Chaira, there's a very easy way out of the hospital. Why? Halacha number 6. The Shulchan Aruch paskins that there's a law called being a guest. Let's say, for example, you have a courtyard with 5 homes, and I come for Shabbos. I don't live there. I'm a guest. So the Shulchan Aruch says, number 6, Hamisarech b'chatzer. If you're a guest in the chatzer, afilu nisarech b'bayis b'fnei atzem, even if you have your own house. And the Mishnah Berurah says, even if you're renting it, you're there for the weekend. If you're only there for a short time, 30 days or less, you don't ask for the rest of the people in the chatzer. Everyone can carry it to everyone's house. You don't count. You're not a deer. You're not an entity. You're not a problem. Now, lefi zeh, hospitals are no-brainer. No one stays in a hospital for 30 days. Hopefully not. So the chayra, right off the bat, you should say to yourself, hospital's an ishkin problem. Everyone's an oirich in a hospital. Every patient is an oirich in a hospital. He's only there for 30 days. Hopefully only there for less than 30 days. If you're only there for less than 30 days, you don't create a problem. So this l'chayra should be the biggest way out of the hospital problem. Now, this also is a shtickel negeya for a bungalow colony. And this l'chayra should be negeya for a hotel also. Who stays in a hotel for more than 30 days? Halavai. Go on vacation for 30 days. Most of us don't stay for 30 days in a hotel. So if this halach is correct, so we have no problems with a hotel. Hotel were always less than 30 days. So the reason why this is not so poshid is because Lamaisa, what's the svar of 30 days? The svar of 30 days is that I'm a guest and it really belongs to the owner. I'm just like a guest by the owner. Well, what's that? Well, who's the owner? So if the owner is a Jew, so I could be a guest by a Jew. But if the owner is a goy, it's not so pasha that I can be considered a guest or a tuffle to a guy. Which means this whole heter of oirech only works if the person I'm an oirech by is Jewish. Which means in the hotel, Hilton is nishken yid. So if I'm a guest by Hilton, I am not going to be able to get away with the heter of a guest. If I'm a guest by a Jewish guy, so good. So the heter of Eirich applies. But if I'm an Eirich, it's machoikis achroinim. If I'm an Eirich by someone who's a non-Jew, then there is no heter of Eirich in the first place. So tying it to Sefer Eruvei, year number 8. V'nechleku achroinim imo'orchim betelim gam legabe baal bayis akum. Is an Eirich bottle if the baal bayis is not Jewish? Shaprim agadim v'sharatzin v'chazinish kasuv she'ein etolim akum. No, you're not. Which means if you're not toffel to the owner, so then you don't have a status of an Eirich. So if you don't have a status of an Eirich, so you weiter shter the Eruv Chatzeris. So that throws out the hospital, that throws out the hotel, that throws, again, the camp is a might be better. Why? Who owns the camp? Most sleepaway camps are owned by Jews. So the sleepaway camp still might be applicable because you're a guest by the owner of the sleepaway camp. But he quotes of it, but the Yad Ephraim, and the Shalshu is Chaim Sha'ol. Ubikitz or Shochanar Kosu Shed, Fallen Gamal Baal Bais Akum, but the Maisi, there are Achraim that hold you could be. What's a makam tzarich? Let's say you find yourself in a hotel for Shabbos and you don't know how to make an Eruv Chatzeris, you don't know anything about Eruv Chatzeris, so you can be samech on the fact that since the hotel is only 30 days, is less than 30 days, so you can be samech on that. So maybe that's another sniff lahakel to be samech on the fact in the hospitals that since in the hospitals you're only there for 30 days, even though most of the hospitals are not owned by Jews. Therefore, maybe that could be another possible snif l'haka. Rabbi Jechter quotes from Rabbi Sabalovsky, another heter in the hospital. He times in the hospital, you have the heter of Dira Bakorcha. He times that in the hospital, you're there not by choice. And the Gemara says in Yuma that Dira Bakorcha loishma Dira. And since you don't want to be in the hospital, therefore it's not considered a Dira, it's not considered a Dira, you don't need a Ruvi Chatzeris. So he writes in the footnote that this is very debatable, because first of all, he says sometimes you want to be in the hospital. If that's the only way you're going to get better, so you do want to be there. I mean, if the only place that's going to heal you is the hospital, so then obviously you'd rather be in Disneyland, but Ba'asher Rishon, you need to be in the hospital. And then he says, what about a woman who just gives birth to a baby? She wants to be in the hospital. That's where you have babies. So you could debate this back and forth, whether that's a snif l'hakel. Interestingly enough, if you look in Rav Moshe Feinstein on page 2, Rav Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva in Igros Moshe Arachayim Chelek Hey, Simon Chof, Siv Katan Chof Ches, where he doesn't even bother to explain. He just says Pashut Kol HaCholim Shenimtzom Beis HaCholim Einam Oyser Milataltal. Zot Rav Moshe, any patient in a hospital has no problem of carrying. V'chein Anoshim Shenoysim Bizman Hazeh B'Svinois. Okay, he's talking about boats, big boats. Einam Oysim Zehazeh Mishum Shekulam Mizonoseim V'chol Tzorcheim Hu Al Balei Beis HaCholim V'Al Benei HaSvino V'Hu Pashut. So it sounds like Rav Moshe, he's saying that since everything is coming from the hospital, it sounds like the Svara of you being supported by the hospital. All the patients are being supported by the hospital, and therefore, they're all permitted to carry. Now, I'm not sure how this helps for the visitors. This lecher only helps for the patients. I'm not sure how this justifies the visitors, but okay, so writes Rav Moshe Feinstein. Now, we mentioned earlier that one of the big heterim is if everyone's being supported from the same source. Let's say, for example, you're all eating from the same kitchen, or we're all being supported by the same person. So number 11 is what I mentioned to you earlier, was the Be'er Halacha. The Be'er Halacha writes, "B'shulchan Aruch einu mavur imai b'davke kishachet v'avim hoyu shruim b'chatzar echad, da'oz nitfal v'gabe, oy afilu kishachem shruim b'chatzar acheres, namidina hachi." Meaning, do you all have to be together? Do you have to be together with the guy who's supporting you? Let's say, for example, we're all getting the food from the kitchen in camp, but does the owner of the camp have to be there also? So the Be'er Halacha writes over here, "B'ritva mistapik b'zev kastim loshen Rashi mashma davka kishem shruim b'chatzar achas." We all have to be together. Achim Rabbeinu Yeruchem mashma dafilu b'chatzar achas, even if they're in a different place. B'tzarachin. So this is what everyone was pointing out before, that even if you're going to be samech on the heter that we're all getting food from the same place, it might only help if the owner is also there. So let's say, for example, you want to be samech on the heter that we're all getting food from the same kitchen in the hotel. Well, is the owner of the hotel with you? Mistamana. So Reb Shlomo Zalman sounds like he was making like Rabbeinu Yeruchim. Now you don't need that. But that's another reason why it's a questionable heter to be samech on the fact that we're all getting the food from the same kitchen. In the Archa Shabbat, in the Sefer Archa Shabbos number 16, he writes, number 12, he writes, "Linyi choylim, hamushpazim bebeis choylim." What about patients in a hospital? Yesh lodin in nechshavim diurim, chalukim v'asum zazah. Do you look at them as independent dwellers? Do you look at a hospital room like a hotel room and like an apartment house? In order so you can carry into the hallway, lobby, and into other rooms. Says the Aruch HaShabbos, most of the poiskim today do not consider patients in a hospital like a hotel. Ulechein ain't tzarich by Eruvah Chatzeres, and therefore they don't need Eruvah Chatzeres. So he's taking a stand. He's saying that he doesn't think that you need an Eruvah Chatzeres if you're a patient in a hospital. Why? So he writes at the bottom, Kain das hagoyim lebeitzim eliyashiv. That was Rabbi Yashiv's opinion. V'chein shemanu magoyim nissen karelitz. Again, that was the opinion of both Rabbi Yashiv and nissen karelitz, that patients in a hospital, and that was the opinion of Rabbi Moshe Feinstein. It was Moshe Chelukei, that patients in a hospital do not create a need for Eruvah Chatzeres. Why? Listen to this svara. Says supposedly Rabbi Yashiv that in a hospital you're even less than a visitor. You mamish have no rights. They do what they need to do, and they send you out. Yeah, mamish no bailus at all, nothing garnished. Therefore, Zogtav Moshe, Zogtav Eliashiv, your mom is like a nobody here. And therefore, you're like a nobody, you don't need an Eruvah Chatzeres. In number 13, he quotes from Reb Chatzkel Roth, who's already has passed since the Sefer was written. So Reb Chatzkel Roth writes a new svar. Shekivin she'en l'choy l'shom bailas al chidre v'arayfim v'achoyos l'chnos l'shom mosay sheroitzim, a new svar. He says, if you've ever been in a hospital, you know that the doctors and nurses barge in whenever they want. Bishlam, in a hotel, you can put up the do not disturb sign. They can't come in. You can't do that in a hospital. They come in whenever they want. So what type of bailus do you have on your room? It's a free-for-all, your room. Your room is a one big rishus harabim. Therefore, he says, that's why it's not considered at all like a bailim. You're like a guest, and therefore there's no need for a ruvei chatzeres. Okay? Then just to round off number 14, he quotes over here that Rabbi Zviel Orbach said he heard from his shver. Rabbi Zviel Orbach was the son of Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Orbach, but he was also the son-in-law of Rabbi Eliashiv, which is interesting. He has a sefer on Hilchas Nida, a fantastic sefer. I don't think he ever quotes from his father, but he quotes from his shver, and I come out every other page, which is interesting. But okay, he quotes a lot from his shver, not so much from his father. But he quotes over here another one from his shver, from Rabbi Eliashiv, Shegam Mekel Mitam Arsham. Again, he was also Mekel. V'hoisiv dim lokulum z'chus le'echel me'oseh matba. He says again, if you all have rights to eat from the same dining hall, like we saw earlier, that's enough to justify no need of an Eruvah Chatzeres. So we mentioned earlier the svara of having a tefisa in the rooms. Is it sufficient to say that the owner has control in the room? So we mentioned, I don't know if we ever read this inside, I put it back on the page one more time, that Rav Moshe held yes. Rav Moshe had a big chiddush, a big kula. Rav Moshe holds that if you go to a hotel, you rent an apartment, as long as there's equipment in the apartment or in the hotel room, which is too heavy to be moved out, even if it's part of your rental, but since it belongs to the original owner, you're considered lacking in full bailus, and therefore there's no need for Eruvah Chatzeres. So, Lamaisa, not everyone agrees with this Rav Moshe. One of those who disagreed with him was Rabbi Soloveitchik. Rabbi Soloveitchik did not accept this Rav Moshe. He thought that that's not a good svara, and therefore he held you should not be samech on that. So that's something you have to keep in mind. If you want to be samech on this Rav Moshe versus the opinion of other achrayim that did not accept Rav Moshe. Now again, I mentioned to you earlier that Rabbi Ribiat wanted to fix this problem. Let's say, for example, they store something in the room that is not part of the rental. Again, if they're storing something in the room that's not part of the rental, then according to everyone, it would work to exempt from the Eruvah Chatzeres. Okay, so let's now talk for a second about... again, the Chazon Ish also did not agree with this Rav Moshe. The Chazon Ish also thought that if you have... Again, the Chazon Ish was the most machmer. He held that just being able to kick someone out is not good enough. He also held that renting, having things in your room that's part of the rental does not exempt the Eruvah Chatzeres. So according to the Chazon Ish, according to Rabbi Soloveitchik, if you go to a hotel and in the hotel room is furniture, and that is part of the rental, you cannot use that as a reason not to make Eruvah Chatzeres. According to Rav Moshe, you could use that. Now, let's just talk for a second about a bungalow colony. You go to a bungalow colony, a nice Hamish bungalow colony, terrific, wonderful. So you put an Ave around the bungalow colony. Good. What about a Eruvah Chatzeres? So again, you could make an Eruvah Chatzeres in a bungalow colony. It's actually very easy to make an Eruvah Chatzeres in a bungalow colony. You have one person be mezakeh in the entire colony for the matzah. You keep the matzah in someone's apartment, or someone's bungalow. Finish, no problem. But let's say you don't want to make an Eruvah Chatzeres in the bungalow colony. What are some of the terms? So let's work it out. The four major terms that we had were either that something belongs to me is in your house, either that we eat together, or we're all getting food from the same sources. You don't have any of that by a bungalow colony. So l'chayra bungalow colony is the most complicated, and it l'chayra should have to have Eruvah Chatzeres. The only possible heter is if, let's say, for example, everyone's only staying there for one half of the summer. if everyone is only staying there for 30 days, and the owner of the bungalow colony is present, and he's Jewish, so then maybe you can get away without having an Eruv HaTzeris. But other than that, l'chari, you have to have an Eruv HaTzeris. Unless the owner of the colony, it doesn't work like that today. Today, I think you buy your... Again, so if you're renting a bungalow, and the owner of the bungalow keeps something in the bungalow... Not the refrigerator, not the oven. He keeps the svarim shrank there. He keeps his svarim there. Then that's a good heter. Then you wouldn't need eruv chatzeres. But other than that, l'chayr in a bungalow colony, you should have to have eruv chatzeres. What about in a sleepaway camp? Let's say you're in a sleepaway camp. Do you need eruv chatzeres around the sleepaway camp? So first of all, in a sleepaway camp, everyone is eating in the same dining room. That's a big heter. What happens if you decide you want to bring the food back to your bunk? Okay, but l'mais, everyone eats in the same dining room. Heter number two is everyone's getting food from the same dining room. So that would also work. Now you can also argue heter number three, maybe that you can get kicked out of the camp also. Musilis taluka, they can move you around, they move your bunk, they move you this. So the kids in the camp l'chayru should not need a eruv chatzeris. What happens if the owner of the camp is not there for Shabbos? And then everyone's eating from his kitchen, but he's not there. So we mentioned this. Machloikis the Be'er Halacha has Tutzdadim. The Velt seems to be makel when it comes to that. Now again, let's work at a hotel. You go to a hotel for Shabbos. So again, if you're all eating out of the same dining room, that's good. If you're all getting food from the same dining room, that's also good. It's only less than 30 days, but it's not owned by a Jew. So there's a lot of snifim lahakel. To perhaps, and again, and you also have the fact that in the hotel they have furniture in the hotel. So there's definitely a lot of mekaymus to be makel to not need an eruv chatzeres in a hotel. I would suggest if you're going to go to eruv, if you want to make an eruv chatzeres in a hotel, you're going to have to be soicher the makim from the hotel, which is fine, but you definitely should not make a bracha on a hotel eruv chatzeres because I think there's many tzadim l'hakel that you don't need one at all. What is a little bit more complicated is, let's say, for example, you have a family member that's in a assisted living, like an atria type of place. So there, everyone eats from the same place. Everyone gets food from the same dining room. There is a big dining room for everyone to eat in. But there you don't have the heter of an oirich, because you're not there for 30 days. And it's not so posh of matzil istaluka. I don't know if they can move you around either. I'm not sure what the legality is over there, if they can just throw you out. So there, it might be a little bit more complicated about getting around the eruv chatzeres. The last thing I want to talk about is an apartment building, just with an interesting twist. That was actually negated to me where I lived in Kew Gardens, is that the Ramah writes in Shulchan Aruch that if you have an apartment building where the owner of the apartment building lives in the apartment building, he's actually talking about a case of a chatzer. So there he says that even if you rented it to other goyim, you don't have a problem. Meaning, the goyim don't stare the eruv chatzeres. So let's say, for example, you have an apartment building. I lived in Kew Gardens. We had an apartment building that was owned by a Yid. And for a while, his son, who was Yerush, at least part of the building, lived in the building with us. And we had from Yidin and we had goyim. So we said that whenever you have goyim, you have to be seicher from the goyim. The Ramah says, no. If the owner is also in the building, then you don't have to rent from a goy. So that's a very geshmaka heter. However, the Mr. Bruce Masupik, does it mean he actually lives there? Or does it mean he owns it? Meaning, is it enough that the Jew owns an apartment or owns the building that he rented out to Goyim? Or he actually has to live there physically? We grab by us, the guy actually lived there for a while. So that's just an interesting sniffle huckle for an apartment building. If the owner of the apartment building lives together with the Jews and their Goyim, in that case, the Goy does not stare the Eriv, and you would not need Schirus to get the Goy out of the equation. Okay, Rabbi Yisai, Hadron Alon, we're done, at least for now, on the Sugya of Eruvin and the Sugya of Eruv Chatzeres. And Mr. Shem, next Tuesday night, we will hopefully be in person. If the Olam can just, I guess, let Michael know, what's a good time to go back to Shir? I know last year, when we used to be in person, we tried to work around the Young Israel of Woodmere's Milcha Meiriv. I don't know if people adopt, again, for me, I don't mind doing it earlier and davening Ma'ariv later and davening Mincha somewhere else, but I want to make it what's easier for the people because we want to have the people back. So if everyone can, you know, somehow work out, let us know what's the best timing for having the shir. What time would you like it?